On this day, the 3rd of February 1971, marches planned as ban lifted. Street marches and demonstrations are planned by several groups on both sides of the political fence following the lifting of the government ban on parades and processions, with the biggest expected at Newry on Saturday. But the first footers will be the apprentice boys of Derry No Surrender Club, who have sent invitations to apprentice boys clubs in Belfast and elsewhere to join them in a parade in Lisburn. Republicans and civil rights supporters from Fermanagh, Belfast and Dublin will join in the Newry March, organised by the Oliver Craven Republican Club. It is being staged in protest against the imprisonment of Mr. Frank McManus, MP. Ballymurphy's Knight of Harmony. Ballymurphy was in the news again last night, but this time there were no riots, no gas, rubber bullets or stones. In fact, a unionist cabinet minister, his wife and daughter and a unionist MP were there for a social event which they thoroughly enjoyed. The occasion was the presentation in St. Thomas's Secondary School, White Rock Road of Oklahoma, by Newton Abbey Amateur Operatic Society. Priest prayers at Stormont. The Catholic chaplain at Stormont, who was appointed by the hierarchy on December 31st last, conducted the prayers there yesterday before the start of business in the presence of a fair attendance of members from both sides of the House. This is the first time in the 50-year history of the Stormont Parliament that a priest has performed this duty. The new chaplain is Father Robert Murphy, PP Newton Ards. The two Protestant Unionist MPs, the Reverend Ian Paisley and the Reverend William Beatty, did not attend. General Freeland on IRA. When General Sir Ian Freeland leaves NI this week, on retirement from the British Army, he will take away memories not only of street rioting, but also of the people's generosity. When he took over the command here in August 1969, Belfast was on the verge of civil war. General Freeland confessed that the road to peace was going to be a long haul. He said the IRA was always a serious problem. Its aims were sinister, and the organization had obviously been doing a lot of the terror attacks, bombings, etc. Eamon Phoenix editors note, the violence of August 1969 had led to the creation of a new Ministry of Community Relations. However, nightly rioting and sectarian clashes in Belfast, the lifting of the parades ban, the mounting IRA bombing campaign, and disputed shootings by British troops pointed to a bleak future.